Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Roadshow Friday from the world-famous Beachcomber in Wellfleet, Massachusetts. Be louder than that. Come on, it's a Friday. One more time. Yes. All right, great.
The bar must not be open yet.
Right. Oh, no. I think the bar, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah,
never mind.
Yeah. Bar's open. We had an unbelievable night last night, and I want to thank everybody who came out and hung out and watched a hockey game with us last night at the Sea Dog in Yarmouth.
Was the bar open there?
Yes. Bar was open there. Had a great great cup of clam chowder before that at Skipper's.
Yes.
Great spot. Never been.
So many. There was a woman there last night wearing a Skipper's sweatshirt.
Yeah.
She said it's her favorite place.
Oh,
but
right.
We do have to address the elephant in the room because Mitch gave Greg the over-under on 6 drinks, I believe it was, for a pregame.
It was more like 60 for Twitchman.
Correct.
How many? There's no way.
No, there wasn't. I asked you last night. You said 7, so we were over that because we still had another 2 hours.
Yeah. Please welcome Twitch Mitch to his first ever roadshow. But great. Listen, I want to thank Sea Dog for hosting us last night. Want to thank everybody who came out. Little Odyssey app appreciation early for Ring Brothers Wholesale, which is in Dennis. And Andrew and the guys who came out, they had to be at work last night at 4 a.m., but they were out hanging out all night last night. So
awesome.
Want to thank those guys for listening every morning over there. And I want to thank everybody who is making all of the road shows possible, including Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England, Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails. Because some collaborations are just destined to be. Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different, and the Red Jacket Resorts. There's room for everyone at Red Jacket Resorts, and that's where we stayed last night, and a great place to stay.
Oh, man,
right,
that place is beautiful.
Did you like it, Wiggy?
Yeah, because I went down on the beach earlier, because it's, literally on the beach, and it was... The ocean looked beautiful. It was really, really nice, man.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
I get somewhat sad for you when Mrs. Wiggins is not on a roadshow and you go to the beach.
Yeah.
Last
night would have been a beautiful spot. Hey, no.
Are you just walking and looking at the water and
yeah, you know,
and crying?
No, I ain't crying. Don't get it twisted. I'm out there vibing.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Maybe I light something up.
All right.
Oh,
man, it's legal.
Yeah.
Marijuana.
You know what I mean? It's legal in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Put on the earth, me and
yeah.
you.
Wagwan.
We should have bingo with Wiggy every day.
what things he says?
Right. I met a listener. He was Jamaican. He was like, he loves my Jamaican accent at the Sea Dog last night.
Do you think he really does?
Yeah, he does. He's like, you know, I love to hear you do your Jamaican accent. I told you, my father never gave me nothing except for the fact that he was from the Caribbean.
Wiggy's accent.
Caribbean blood in him.
Your accent would be perfect if Donald Trump was Jamaican. Yeah. You always bring those two together.
We got to be careful when asking people about their accents. We know what happened with Leah Anthony. Can't ask a woman. Do you like a guy's accent?
Disgrace to the profession.
Really.
Women are set back 100 years.
I am itching for my lead.
You are?
Yeah.
I cannot wait, Courtney.
Itching.
Well, go green.
Courtney and I discovered the blog last night, and we went back and forth on who got to do it as a lead. So I'm giving it to you.
Thank you.
So we'll get to that momentarily.
Yes.
Okay.
Why is a woman even on the radio? God.
Right. Can you imagine? She set back. Set back the women's movement by 100 years.
Yeah. Kitchens that way, toots.
Do you think I should have asked Leah Anthony, like, what the Red Sox should do at first base? Like, what are we doing?
Yes,
we work in sports. Smile.
Should have been like, how many ground balls did you take with him when he was 14?
All right. And also, this road show today here in Wellfleet is brought to you locally by Shepley Wood Products, by Nauset Disposal, by Copeland Chevrolet Subaru, and the Cape Cod Regional Transit Authority, and we thank all of them. We are going to get to They Said It coming up at 7:20. This is Glenn from Lowell. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
Well, I get a little tidbit from, you guys had a great tribute to Brian Wilson yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you know, but the Beach Boys, I believe, were in Courtney's backyard, her hometown of Lowell, on Tuesday, with John Stamos.
Yeah,
they did a concert for Middlesex Community College, where Courtney's mom has spent a lot of time there.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I said that yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the tidbit. Yeah. I was waiting for an actual tidbit, but that was the tidbit.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Glenn.
And I have a tidbit for you.
Yeah.
Maria Curtis, unprovoked, unprompted, yesterday called and said, "Tell Greg I loved the audio eulogy that you did for the Beach Boys."
What a marvelous woman she is.
I've never gotten a phone call where she said she loved anything I said, but
there's still time.
Right.
How was now you stayed in P-Town?
Yes.
How was it?
Oh, beautiful. Yesterday it was like 75. When I got back, it was still 70 degrees and just the perfect temperature. I love P-Town. We're going to stay there this weekend. Jess and James are coming in tonight.
And is it accurate that yesterday you visited the sex toy shop owned by Jordan's parents?
When in Rome.
So they own a sex store.
Yes.
Jordan Hudson's parents.
Right. It's diagonally from one of our favorite places, the Canteen, on Commercial Street. I went to her henna tattoo place. See her. West End Salon. I didn't see her, but it was a perfect day. Yesterday was literally the perfect weather day.
Did you patronize our sex shop?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Do they have any kind of, have they worked on any sort of a collaboration with their future son-in-law? Like, do they have any kind of...
That is so eerie to think of it.
Do they have like a Bill Belichick like logoed Benoit balls or something like that?
Can I say what it is? There's a toy that says when you can't do your job.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Brilliant.
Yeah. The Belichick.
Curtis.
Yeah, I like that.
And we have to ask, how was the walk yesterday morning?
It was not quite as big as I may have hoped, but it was we just went in a loop. James had a walked around the 12 classmates. We had pictures from when he was born until he was, so four pictures, and he talked about it. And then he had cake pops, which was a great time.
Awesome.
So, lovely day. Perfect. And you guys went viral twice in the hour I left, so I wasn't missed at all.
Are you, you started the show talking, is your lead about what happened with Craig Breslow yesterday, or, because I was going to talk
about that. No, I'm going to do a rare thing. I'm going to do a lead about Tom Brady.
Okay. All right, well, we are at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. It is a Roadshow Friday. Good morning. I love Cape Cod.
Same.
They are so... Cape Cod, you've been so loyal to the show, and thank you so much. Every time we come down here, you come out, you show up. You showed up last night, and you're here this morning. So thank you a ton for that. There was something I wanted to mention. I can't remember what it was.
2 to 5 today at the Pearl?
Huh?
2 to 5 today at the Pearl?
No.
Okay.
It was 1 week from today.
Oh.
Roadshow number 6, we will be at Bernie's on the beach in Hampton Beach. So just a heads up, on Monday's show also, I will tell you how you can win VIP access for the final roadshow this roadshow season on the actual dive floating bar on Lake Winnipesaukee. So,
hopefully not in.
Some might be in, but so we have 70. I think we get 70 people, whatever it is, up and down on the dive. Everybody else, you'll be there, I know, in your boat, floating out in the sandbar area, in your bathing suit. But Monday morning, we'll tell you how to be there with us.
I know I don't want to be a Wiggy where I give an idea to someone that already had it thought out.
Yes.
But what if we had a way in which you make a donation to the foundation, and then that enters you into a lottery
to get
one of the 70 spots?
We could do that. Like a raffle thing.
I mean, we don't want to make money. We don't sell merch. I mean, who needs it? Radio's just booming. So, but yeah. I mean, I figured that might be a good way to do it.
Yeah. Speaking of the merch, how is the limited edition Beachcomber collab sweatshirt?
Let me tell you, these are going to fly off the shelf.
Yeah.
So if you want one of these sweatshirts, I would go early to Ashley, the amazing Ashley. She's in the back,
she's back,
I believe.
Back over there, yeah.
Back right. And they're very, very comfortable.
Yeah.
Very.
We have a limited edition, small batch, only available here this morning. So
I will say size up.
Oh, size up.
Size up.
Okay. All right. That means we're getting out of your 3X.
Yeah. I got a 3X. It fits good. So.
All right. Chime, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Great choice here on the beach in Wellfleet, Chime, Zach Brown Band. Another summer without a Fenway Zach Brown Band show, which kind of stinks.
I know, it really stinks.
But sunrise, beautiful today.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous here. And leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is a Subaru summer, so get yours today. And here is Shine to start us off this morning. Hey, Shine.
Hey, Greg, good morning. You guys touched on it earlier a little bit, but the Stanley Cup final game last night was a fantastic finish for the Edmonton Oilers. They're the first team since the Canadiens in 1919 to rally from a three-point deficit on the road. And Draisaitl kind of got... he got the game-winning goal in this game, but he got boned overall in the overall season because he deserved to win the MVP. He deserved to win the Hart Trophy, and yet instead they gave it to a goalie who also won the Vezina, and Connor Hellebuck. Had a great year. That's awesome. He got the Vezina. Give the Hart Trophy to Leon Draisaitl. This guy's freaking awesome. He led the league in goals. It's stupid. They won the game last night, but I feel like he still got boned. I love Leon Draisaitl. He should have been the Hart Trophy recipient this year.
Well, yes, but you, Shime, Curtis knows this as a puckhead.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Better than a hot goaltender. Yep. I mean, yeah.
Yet that's why he has his own trophy. That's the whole point of the Vezina.
Listen, if somebody is that important, valuable, if right. you will, it's in the title,
right?
Then they can get both.
Yeah.
Have you ever stood on your head, Scheim?
The Bruins won a Stanley Cup. Maybe when I was a kid. I don't know.
The Bruins won a Stanley Cup because of the way their goalie played.
Yeah, and the goalie can win the Conn Smythe. Yeah. That's great. The Hart Trophy is meant to go to the best player during the regular season. It should have gone to Leon Draisaitl.
But you're saying, when you say best player, this is an interesting argument. You're saying only offensively.
Yeah, that's why there's a Vezina Trophy to specify who the best goalie was.
And there's a Norris Trophy for defensemen. So you're saying that most valuable player ought to only be skilled goal scorers, is what you're saying.
No, not skilled goal scorers, skilled skaters. That's like a defenseman can win. If the defenseman blows people away, he can win the Hart Trophy because he was the most valuable player. A goalie should not be winning the Hart Trophy.
But would you be upset with that? Like,
can you just let people finish speaking?
I didn't know. I thought he was done.
Right in the middle of speaking.
Yeah, I thought he was done.
Right in the middle of it.
I thought he was done.
No, just listen. You can hear when he stops.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Good. What?
I finished my thought. I feel like a skater should be the one winning the Hart Trophy, not a goal.
Well, my point was.
He was still speaking.
Well, get to your point, man.
He was still speaking.
My point was, would he be upset if a defenseman got it because a defenseman can win a defenseman trophy? The Norris, would he be upset?
Yeah, Greg literally mentioned that, and I said no because I said
you didn't answer the question.
Yes, I did. I said all skaters, actual skaters who skate around on the ice, not just sit in the net, can win the Hart Trophy, in my opinion.
That's just stupid what you're saying. You done with your lead?
I have my opinion, Wiggy. You have yours.
No, I get it, but I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. God forbid I cut you off. You get a little tight around here. You cut somebody off, right?
I didn't get mad at you.
My bad. I said no.
Yeah. Well, we know how you operate. Yeah. Same way you drive.
You see
somebody getting out of a car with a walker, and you cut them off, too.
Welcome to Massachusetts, Greg.
All right.
That's what we do.
Thank you, Scheim. Appreciate that. Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, Greg. Good morning, everybody. Unbelievable.
Craig. Let me know when I can jump on
you. I will, Wiggs. Wiggs, you can jump on me whenever you want. You're much bigger than me, and you probably have a better point.
He doesn't even put sunscreen on guys' backs. He's not going to jump on you.
Good. He's actually taking radio back by not doing that. So the Patriots announced yesterday that on August 8th, before a preseason game against the Commanders, they will unveil the Brady statue that Kraft said would happen a year ago, June 12th. I am so tired of the Patriots trying to still profit off a guy they never paid fair market value to. I know Tom Brady does the Fox Game of the Week still. Surprisingly, he's still doing it. So Sundays may be difficult. The Patriots have a Monday night game against the Giants. Tom Brady also, I believe, has access to a private jet. You can figure this out. You could do any number of things. You could do it when you have the season ticket holders there and there isn't a game and you have a similar night where it's not, 60,000 people, but you fill the area outside of the Patriots Hall of Fame and people can see it being unveiled. It shouldn't be before a meaningless preseason game. Tom Brady deserves everything and then some. I just don't understand why they are so tone deaf as to how this is. This should be a great thing. You're giving the guy a statue, greatest player of all time. Awesome. Now pay $200 to sit in the 300s to watch a game where the starters will play one series.
Is it possible that Tom told them that that's when he wanted it?
I mean, I guess, but why? If you think it's just coincidental there happens to be a home preseason game that day?
Right, and they only got one this year.
Like, I'm sorry.
I love the fact that they should have did it like how they did the the ceremony when it was like just the night.
Right.
You know
June
what I'm saying?
12th last year.
You mean it's an event that you go to, but that would still frustrate Curtis because they'd be charging to go to the event.
My guess is it wouldn't be as much as you have to pay to get into because basically the regular season you pay for your season tickets, you have to pay for the preseason game.
Yeah.
It's expensive. I just feel like it just is so anticlimactic and it's also like Vrabel's beginning. He's building something. Like, why are you having his first game on the sideline be about the guy that he used to play with?
Like, so it's like a sloppy seconds thing.
It's
like,
just weird. Like, I either do it, like, if the Patriots announced today that on August 9th at Patriot Place they would unveil the statue, details to follow, they'd get everybody to go to Red Robin and Davio's, and then they could walk down the steps and see it.
So do it, like, on a day that they have just a regular training camp practice?
Right. So you don't have to go and spend and schlep to go for a preseason game you wouldn't want to watch otherwise.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, thank you. That is August 8th.
Yes.
At Gillette Stadium. The bronze Tom Brady statue will be presented to New England. So we have more leads to come, including Courtney. And there are some who do not enjoy fun, apparently.
Correct. Yeah. Not at all.
You have been accused of setting women back by decades.
Yeah, that was a different person who said that, but this woman basically said that as well, reporter.
All right, so we'll get to that during Courtney's lead. We are at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet on a beautiful Friday. The road show continues next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.